Well, hello, and a very warm welcome to you. Great to have you with me, wherever you may be in the world, in one of 97 countries that's picking up this podcast. I've just been checking the stats. That number is creeping up week by week. It would be awfully nice to get to a nice big round 100. To be able to say that we're going to 100 different nations across the world would be awfully nice. Three to go. 100 has a nice round sound to it. Sorry, I know I'm getting obsessed with stats these days. Anyway, wherever you are, welcome to episode 53.
Enjoy your piping with Gary West, in association with RG Hardy Bagpipes.
Thank you, Ailey, and thank you as always to our sponsors, RG Hardy Bagpipes, excellent Glasgow-based company for all your needs in Highland wear and all things bagpipe related. Very grateful to them for their continued support. Now, to the music. We're going to start with some music that barely involves bagpipes at all. What? I hear you ask. Well, that's because we lost one of our great musicians and colourful characters from the Scottish traditional music scene recently with the passing of box player extraordinaire, the Ceilidh King himself, Fergie MacDonald. Now, Fergie was one of these musicians for whom there was no need to mention a surname, even. Like Elvis, I guess, and he would no doubt have loved the comparison. Fergie passed away on the 23rd of April. He was just universally known and loved as Fergie. He was from Moidart, or actually from Glasgow, I think, originally, but he lived most of his days and certainly most associated with Moidart on the west coast there. He released 50 albums over his career, at least 50 albums, and was really prolific, and he was inducted into the Scottish Traditional Music Hall of Fame. He was awarded an MBE for services to music. And I hadn't realised this until I read one of his obituaries, that he represented Scotland at clay pigeon shooting. So quite an all-rounder. But he was best known as a wonderful player of the button box accordion. Here he is with a set of Highland jigs, the inimitable Fergie MacDonald. Thank you. great Cayley music from the Cayley King himself and friends Fergie MacDonald. Some Highland jigs there. And as I said, sadly, Fergie passed away on the 23rd of April. What a player, what a character, what a contribution he's made over his lifetime. Now, last week, we brought you some highlights from the Wheel of Fortune competition. You may recall, if you were listening in to episode 52, that was held, heading on a couple of weeks ago at the Dander Hall Miners Club just outside Edinburgh and hosted by the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band. Well, we didn't have time to bring you sets from all eight competitors last time, so this week we're going to hear from the other three. Starting now with a man making his first appearance there since 2017. And this is a nice wee coincidence because this was totally unintentional on my part, because until we started hearing that bit of music we've just heard from Fergie MacDonald, I hadn't actually looked at the sleeve notes terribly carefully. And the man playing the small pipes on that last track was the man we're going to hear from right now. He's Angus Nicholson. Angus hails from Slate in Skye. He was taught by Ian McFadgen and also by Ian MacDonald, Ian the Whaler, brother of Dr. Angus and Alan MacDonald from Moidart. He's a highly skilled player of the bellows pipes as well as the great Highland bagpipe. And you've certainly heard his music on this podcast before if you're a regular listener, because I do dip into his albums from time to time, the Angus Nicholson Trio, great music. Well, here's his medley set from the Wheel of Fortune, and he began with a tune from the band Runrig, Kiarkal Achuan, The Cycle of the Ocean. This is Angus Nicholson. Yeah, such a musical player. Angus Nicholson with Kiarka Lechuan, Duncan Johnson, Hag at the Churn, Humours of Whiskey, then a polka. He's not too sure of the name of that, and neither am I. It's from Ireland. If you know, drop me a line, and I shall share it with everyone else. And he finished with Speeding in the Desert. That was from his performance at the Wheel of Fortune competition, and we'll pay two more visits to that contest before the night is out. But right now we're heading to Liverpool. The Liverpool Clan Wallace Pipe Band, to be specific, because David Anwell from the band has been in touch. And he says, "Hi Gary, I wonder if you could wish Piper Alex Smith all the best playing in Dunkirk as part of the D-Day 80 Bill Millen tribute, which is coming up in early June, on the 6th of June. I'm very happy to wish Piper Alex Smith all the best for that." And he's included a few links, which I shall copy in the notes below for you, to find out more about what's happening as part of the D-Day commemorations, which took place 80 years ago. Alex plays with the band and also the 103 Regiment RA Pipes and Drums Association, which is based in Bolton. And Bill Millen, I'm sure you probably know about Bill Millen and his heroics on D-Day. Just in case you don't, well, again, there's a link down below in the notes which you can check out to find all about Bill. In short, he was the piper, the personal piper to Simon Fraser, Lord Lovett of the Commandos. And when they landed on Sword Beach, Bill having been very sick on the way over with seasickness, and he was later to say that he was never so glad to get onto a beach, notwithstanding the fact that it was being heavily shelled at the time. And Lord Lovett requested that he march up and down playing The Road to the Isles, I seem to remember. And he was seen to be mad. This was a mad action on his part, although he was only doing what he was told, I guess. And from then on, he was known as the Mad Piper of Normandy. And such an amazing story. And Bill's son, John, and grandson, Jacob, will both be taking place in these commemorations. And we're told while Alex is away, his Liverpool bandmates will be supporting the 6th of June beacon lighting ceremony in Hale Village in Merseyside. There is a fundraiser, a GoFundMe page, and again I'll put the link below there to help with raising funds for Alex to head over to these commemorations. So yeah, plenty links down below. And David, thanks so much for getting in touch. It's always nice to hear from anyone who wants to drop me a line about anything vaguely to do with bagpipes. EYP@garywest.scot is the easiest way to get a hold of me. And David rounds off by saying, "Very much enjoying the show, but I don't think I've heard you play your small pipe version of Kilworth Hills yet. But keep up the good work. Regards, David and Will." No, you probably haven't. I try not to play my own music too often. I think I have a couple of times. But since you asked so nicely, why not? This is one of my favourite tunes, G.S. McLennan's Retreat March, Kilworth Hills. This is me. That's some fellow called Gary West on small pipes with Kilworth Hills from the Isle of Ball and various friends involved there too. And thanks very much to David Anwell for getting in touch from Liverpool and for kindly requesting that. Very happy to play that for you. Now, back to Dander Hall and to another competitor, John Mulhern. John played there last year, did very well, won the joke last year also. But his piping was excellent too, as indeed it was this time round as well. John is in charge of the piping degree run jointly by the National Piping Centre and the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. Very fine soloist, fine composer, and in good form here with his March Strathspian Reel from Dander Hall. His tunes were Hugh Alexander Lowe of Tyree, The Cameronian Rant, and Ca the Yows. John Mulhern.
Thank you.
John Mulhern going through his March Strathspey and real paces at this year's Wheel of Fortune competition a couple of weeks ago, just outside Edinburgh. And his tunes were Hugh Alexander, Low of Tyree, The Cameronian Rant and Ca the Yows. Now, you may just recall that quite a while ago I was mentioning that there has been a Pibroch composing competition on the go in New Zealand, run by the Common of Pibroch, New Zealand out there. And, well, the winner has been announced a little while ago now, a few weeks ago now, but I'm just catching up with this. And many congratulations go to Ian MacDonald. Now, there's various Ian MacDonalds in piping. Not an uncommon name. In fact, we've already mentioned one of them tonight, but it's not he. This is Ian MacDonald from Regina in Saskatchewan in Canada. Ian, many congratulations on winning this competition. And the judges were Murray Henderson, Ian Hines, and Ian Hines has also been in touch. He's the president of the Common of Pibroch over there, and Donald Mackay. The judges didn't know the identities of the composers, the note tells me here, and that's often the way. I've had the pleasure of judging a few of these, not Pibroch, but other competitions, tune writing competitions. And yeah, it's the done thing that you don't know who's composed all the different tunes. Anyway, Ian, well, he's well known in pipe band circles. He founded the Grade 2 City of Regina pipe band way back in 1992. He was a pupil of pipe major Donald MacLeod, and he teaches himself at the Conservatory of Performing Arts at the University of Regina. And anyway, a very fine player, and great that we've got a new Pibroch to play, and a very high quality one indeed. It's not all that common that new pieces of Kilmore appear on the scene, and so great to have this. And Ian has sent me by request, I've asked if there's any chance he's recorded this and could he send it to me, and he has, and I am going to share it with you right now. The tune commemorates and salutes two brothers who were key figures in New Zealand piping. Ian MacDonald in with Salute to Sir Ian and Neville Mackay. Thank you. what a great new tune, great new piece of Kilmore. Ian MacDonald, the tune's composer, playing it there, and the tune is Salute to Sir Ian and Neville Mackay, and that won the recent competition run by the Common of Pibroch, New Zealand. Now, where are we going? You might recall, well, this is a major contrast because a couple of weeks ago I played a little bit of bagpipe heavy metal, I suppose you could say, from the band Skiltron, Bagpipes of War it was. And a few of you have been in touch, either dropping me a note or have come up to me personally since I played it, especially at Dander Hall, saying that they really enjoyed it. And I don't know if everyone enjoyed it. Maybe you're less moved to get in touch if you didn't enjoy it. But anyway, it was by Skiltron, Bagpipes of War. For example, Sue Robson. I know Sue well. And Sue said, just to say, I loved Skiltron, Bagpipes of War. It's so good to hear bagpipes being so versatile. I'm listening to you in a camper van in a pub car park in Dorset. It's okay, but on the whole, I definitely prefer Scotland. That was Sue Robson. And as I said, others have said that they enjoyed it too. So something a little bit similar, because it did, the sound did remind me a little bit of a Scottish band that I've enjoyed, of which I've enjoyed the music for many decades now, and got the chance to play with them a few times in the past. This is our bagpipe rockers. This is Wolfstone.
Thank you.
Yes, wonderfully over-the-top stuff there to finish. Somebody's getting very excited. From Wolfstone, from, well, north of Inverness, mainly. And what a great band they've been over many decades now. And that was Battle from Pick of the Litter. Now, time for our final visit, for now at least, to the Wheel of Fortune and to the one remaining player we haven't heard from yet. He's Callum Wynde. Now, Callum is, as you'll hear, a very fine soloist. He has played in pipe bands as well. In fact, I played with him for a couple of seasons pre-lockdown with the Glasgow Police. He was taught by Andrew Wright, the late Andrew Wright, and more recently by Ian McClellan and Willie McCallum, so in great hands all round there. He was a member of the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland, and he's a great supporter of the Highland Games circuit. You often see his name appear in the prize lists across the length and breadth of the country. This was his first visit, his debut visit, to Dander Hall and to the Wheel of Fortune, and a great set he put together too, beginning with his own tune, Miss Lisa Munro. This is Callum Wynde.
Thank you.
Yeah, another fine performance from this year's Wheel of Fortune competition. Callum Wine there, with his medley constructed by virtue of having spun the wheel. Lots of tunes in there. I'll just top and tail it. Miss Lisa Monroe was the first one, self-composed tune, and he finished with Shelley's Jig, and you can see or find the full list of tunes from all of tonight's performances, actually, in the notes below. But that's it for this week. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your company. I hope you've enjoyed it, and that you shall pay me another visit next time round, or soon. If you're new to this, you've got a fair bit of catching up to do. This is episode 53. We've been going for just over a year now. And if you would like to become a friend of the podcast, if you haven't already done so, it'd be great to have you on board. You can find details in the Support the Show link in the notes below, or check out my website, which is GaryWest.Scott. That's it for now. More music next week. As yet, I know not what that shall be, but some inspiration hopefully shall befall me between now and then. Incidentally, there's plenty of performances still to bring you from the Wheel of Fortune. We've heard 8 of them, but there were 16 in total, because each player played a match, a spin reel and a medley. So we'll filter some of the others in the weeks and months ahead. But for now, thanks so much for your company. Do join me again next time if you can. But whatever you do, please do enjoy your piping. Cheers.